This morning when I stopped, we were talking about sausage and things.
Yeah.
About kinds of meat. What do you call the man who cuts meat?
A butcher.
And if meat is left out too long,
it spoils.
Did you ever call that anything else?
Taint.
Yeah. Now, is taint as bad as spoiled, or it's the same thing?
Yeah, same thing.
And when you butchered a hog, after a hog was butchered, they take the meat from the
head.
And what did they make?
They make pudding and souse. And
what kind of pudding?
You put anything in and give it any flavor you wanted to, you know.
Uh-huh.
Sage, all kinds.
Could you tell me, for example, just how you used to make that pudding?
Well, you ground it in a sausage mill or had a meat chopper, but it wasn't no sausage mill, I don't reckon. It was just meat choppers. They had a iron outfit and a cutter on it, just like a crowd cutter you've seen there.
Yeah.
Well, they had that, and they cut that just into a just fine as it could be cut, you know. And then they put it on and cooked it, and they put anything in to want to, and then they stirred meal in, and
now did you use the same meat, go ahead now, after you put the meal in.
And boil it until it thickened, and put it out in crops or dishes, whatever you wanted to put it in, and let it get cold, and then you slice it off and eat it cold, or you could put it in grease and fry it and make brown and eat that way on bread, just like you do sandwiches now.
Now, was that pudding different from souse?
Oh, yes.
What have you been describing?
The pudding was made out of the liver. Well, that's part of it, you know, and the souse is made out of a head and jaw or anything you want to put in.
Did you ever make a scrapple?
No, I don't believe I ever did.
Or did anybody ever make anything called cripple?
No.
And
that is all my time.
Okay. How about...
Since my time or something.
They ever make tripe?
No.
Make anything with tripe?
Don't reckon.
Or with the blood of the animal?
No, I never did. I've heard people talk about that. I never did.
Did some people around here used to make things with the blood?
One old family did. He was way up at the mountain. Uh-huh. He'd save every bit of blood beef that he'd get and make something out of.
Do you remember what he made?
No, I don't remember just what it was.
Do you remember what his name was?
Don Farrington. A darky.
Uh-huh.
He lived above the mountain way up yonder.
Now if,
I don't remember what he called it.
Yeah, well, something like blood pudding or black pudding.
Something like that.
Yeah. I know that's illegal now. They passed a law just recently that you can't, you can no longer use blood and make things out of the blood of, but everybody I've talked to up here, they've never even tried it. So.
No, I don't reckon anybody could do anything like that anymore.
How did you make butter now? You were telling me about the churn.
Well, we churned. Some had a tub churn, you know. They turned the wheel and churned it, and some had a dash churn. I had a dash churn. And just put the milk all in and the dash, you know, and put the lid on and churn up and down till the butter would come. When the dash would stand while your butter was coming, you'd just take it out. Whenever you got ready.
When the dasher, when you couldn't, when it wouldn't go down anymore, you mean? Now, what, if, if